did you ever hear of, say, Jack White Carpenter or Chuck?
Yes,
yeah.
In that time.
And what is the attitude of people toward them? Are they?
They're not now, but in them times when they called them a jackleg, they hadn't even learned to do carpenter work, and maybe doing some under administration of somebody that was building, and that's what it was called.
I see.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Jackleg carpenter.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. You can look it up in the dictionary and you still can't understand exactly what it meant. While you're mentioning religion, could I ask you what your religion is?
My profession is a Baptist.
And your Baptism. Wife? Also?
No, sir.
I'm a Baptist. United Methodist.
I see.
Then I'll tell you my change up. I lived in, I'll use it, just what it is, Pontiac Second Baptist. I guess for 40 years or more I was baptized. My dad carried me in this right over here. You could go down the street now and I could show it to you in town. Over 40 years ago, and they come up a little disagreement. And I had never asked her about joining with me. She had never said to me, and I had been a Sunday school teacher for men class at the Baptist. Well, my preacher had come up a little difference between me and him. We settled it, though. And that's when I moved to the ME, and that's just about Ipolaza. United Methodist now. Baptist for over 40 years right over here, just below that.
And your mother and father were Baptists?
They were Baptists, yes.
And were yours?
All Methodists.
All Methodists.
That's why I hear a lot of talk. That's why most times children go with the parents. He went with his, and I went with all my people, all grandfather and all of them.
Right.
Grandmother and all of them.
I see. Would you tell me more about the way you used to go to church?
Yes, I got something to tell you. People in those days went to church and with horses and buggies, in buggies and on wagons, in wagons and on spring seats. They sit there and rode. It used to be what we called, people live back here belong to churches. Since these highways is built, you know, I couldn't describe it exactly, but there was roads that the horses travel on. And more people went to church then than they do now, in a way. Her church, my church. And umbrellas, they'd sit and hold them umbrellas over their head, and some that didn't have where the people that drove those wagons, they wouldn't have enough spring seats. They'd borrow some somebody else that had them, and then if it didn't have enough, they would saw a board over.
I'm going to have chairs.
And chairs. They'd have board and they'd have chairs. Them in chairs would be standing up behind. Let me see, would be behind, I believe, those that were on bulls. That's right. Pulled into them seats. And they went right along this road. And up until we first lived here in the alley.
We've been here since 1970.
And it was a good many years that the people...
1937.
On all directions that belonged to all these churches. Mm-hmm. They was riding in buggies and wagons and on horses. Yeah. On horses.
Who would really go to church?
They'd go to church, and more people be at church than on Sundays now. Mm-hmm. At our churches.